Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, welcome to the Bowden Blitz SEC edition. I'm Joe Lisi, joined by former National Coach of the Year, Terry Bowden. Coach, college football playoff is on the horizon. It starts this coming weekend. The SEC does have five teams in the race. Out of the 12, they're in a very strong position to potentially have a team win the national championship. They've been shut out in back-to-back years by the Big Ten, Ohio State, and Michigan over the past couple of seasons. Give me your thoughts about the conference as a whole, and can one of these teams potentially hoist the hardware in 2025?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the fact that they've got, five teams in the conference, in the playoffs, clearly the strongest conference in the country right now, top to bottom. And there are about four or five teams, Georgia, Aggies, those are my two favorites. Probably have a chance to go all the way, but all these teams have a chance to win football games and move forward.
Does Ole Miss, and we bring up the Lane Kiffin factor a lot, him not in the locker room, can this team potentially, without their head coach that moved on to Baton Rouge, a seven-year deal worth $91 million, could this team with Pete Golden and Charlie Weiss Jr., and this group that was 11-1, one of the best seasons in Ole Miss history, potentially make a run at the national championship and stick it to Lane Kiffin?
I guess it could. I don't think so. I think Ole Miss is rising up. They'll get a win against Tulane, but I think they'll fall down against Georgia again when it gets to the second round of the playoffs. But I do see them playing very well. They're playing very well. Some coaches, I mean, Lane Kiffin is not the play caller. Like I said, you've got your operations working on the sideline. And the kids, I mean, who's to say the kids aren't a little bit ticked off that Lane left them in this situation, you know? I don't think there's any animosity there or they want to win to get after him. I just think they've got a pretty good situation where the operations of the offense and the operations of the defense are still going to be there. And this is the playoffs. These kids are going to want to play because this is everything they work for, everything they played for. So they'll play for that reason.
I do want to bring up, because there were some media reports where the players were asked by the AD, and obviously, you know, do you want to have Lane Kiffin coach in the college football playoff? And it came back a 9-3 vote that the players were in favor of having Kiffin potentially coach them through a college football playoff run, but the AD shut it down and said no way, no how, especially the fact that you're going within the conference, you're going to an arch rival, LSU. Do you see that as the right move for the Ole Miss Rebels?
Yeah, that's the right move. He's going to a rival team in the conference, and I guarantee some players are already talking about moving across, moving over to the other team. That's a problem. Now, John Summerall going from Tulane to Florida is a different situation. He's making that step up. I think everybody's pulling for him. He's already won one game. I don't think it's the same thing as what Lane Kiffin did. I'm not going to say the players aren't necessarily mad at him. It's just it's not done. When you pick up and take a job before the playoffs are over at your big rival, and I guarantee to Ole Miss, that's a big rival, maybe more so than LSU is. Ole Miss is to LSU. But those kids will want to play in that game, and no, he should not be coaching.
Absolutely. We'll see exactly how it plays out for the Ole Miss Rebels. We'll dive into that game a little bit later in the show. They are 17.5 point home favorites over Tulane. They won this matchup earlier in September, 45-10 as a 12.5 point home favorite in that matchup. The other news in the conference takes place in Florida. We know about John Summerall moving on and becoming the new head coach of the Gators in 2026. He might be without his starting quarterback, DJ Lagway, that entered into the transfer portal, or at least plans to enter into the portal. Thoughts about DJ Lagway, coach, big picture. We saw him struggle this year in this offense with Billy Napier. What does he bring to the table, and could he elevate a potential SEC or another team to a national championship appearance?
Well, you know what? I mean, look at John Summerall. Look at the two quarterbacks he's had. He's made great choices for Menzel, and then this past year he's got Ratliff. And
right.
Yeah, and he's done a great job with them. So Lagway, you know what he's going for. If you're going to leave, you're probably going to get more money. If you want to be with a coach that seems to have developed quarterbacks very well and made good decisions with their quarterbacks, I see this one as being a one of those where he doesn't have to move. And I'm sure they'll pay him handsomely. But if you're going to make big bucks, the best bucks, you got to be willing to move. And that's just the reality of college football right now.
Now, when you look at just the big picture of Florida and you look at, you know, the talent perspective, and we look at LSU and what has transpired under the 4 years with Brian Kelly, in your opinion, because you and I have talked about it at length, which one do you feel is the better job, and which one has the best resources to potentially get back on top within the conference?
They both have all the resources you could possibly want. You look at Urban Meyer and Steve Spurrier over here, and you got Nick Saban and Les Miles and Orgeron over there making national championships. So they're both elite programs that'll give you everything you can that you have to be successful. I think if you want to have a rabid fans, I think there are no more rabid fans than LSU. When you get that atmosphere of a Saturday night game at LSU, and that doesn't mean the Swamp's easy place to play either, you know. But both outstanding programs. I think both coaches will have a place where they can win a national championship if they do their things right. It'd be hard to pick one that much more than the other because they both are such big powerhouses financially, facilities-wise, recruiting area, all those things.
Yeah, we'll see, you know, exactly, because I think Baton Rouge and LSU, granted, I'm close to the program and have seen right. The grounds and have seen everything as well, but I feel like the team and just since Kelly got there, they lost a little something. They lost a little bit of intensity. They didn't play LSU football. Now, you can make the argument on the flip side as well under Napier. You didn't see the same thing as well during the heydays. It looked more potentially like Ron Zook than it did maybe with Urban Meyer and some of the great Gators head coaches, like you mentioned, Steve Spurrier. But both programs, I think, need to get back to physicality. They need to get back to dominant defenses. And they have to get elite quarterback play. That is the one thing I think when you look at both programs, LSU and Florida, respectively, is that it was top quarterback play, whether it be Danny Werfel or Joe Burrow. Throughout the years, LSU and Florida respectively had one of the top quarterbacks in the conference. And when you look this past year, DJ Lagway to throw 61 yards in the arch rival loss to Miami and see Garrett Nussmeier not have a 300-yard passing game is really a testament to how, you know, I want to say regressed both programs did in 2025.
Well, you know, both new head coaches have shown they can find a quarterback. I mean, you look at John Summerall, he found two of them in a row at Tulane. You look at what Lane Kiffin's done. He finds a backup to his starter, and they go 11-1, the best season they've ever had there. And so I think both head coaches understand how vitally important it is because, as you say, you got to have a great quarterback, and preferably a dual-threat quarterback in my mind. If you want to be a great football team, you've got to have that quarterback that stands above and beyond. And that's what LSU and Florida have not done as much of the last year or two.
Yeah, we'll see. We're going to come back. We're going to start diving in to all the round one games as it relates to the SEC huge matchups across the board, Texas A&M and Miami. We're going to talk also Ole Miss and Tulane. What is Tulane's mindset heading into Oxford, especially against a team that they haven't beaten since 1988, Coach? I think that's something that we have to keep on the horizon as well.
Well, I think they have every reason to be laid back more. It's like nobody's expecting them to go there and beat Ole Miss. They can be relaxed. And who knows, if they get hot, they've got some football players as well. But again, that's going to be a old home field advantage for Ole Miss.
All right, we'll come back. We'll dive into those round one games right here on the Bowden Blitz.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, back on the Bowden Blitz, Joe Lisi, Coach Bowden, breaking down the first round games in the college football playoff, SEC style. We'll talk about the new matchup in Kyle Field. We saw both of these teams play in 2023. Miami got the win in South Beach, 45-33. They dominated that matchup. Can they do it again with Carson Beck, a veteran, a quarterback that's been in these type of environments? But this is no same, I want to say, ACC stadium. This is Kyle Field, yeah. 110,000 plus. Coach, Texas A&M not only has the stadium and environment advantage, they also have the defensive advantage, in my opinion, heading into this matchup.
Well, first of all, you got a quarterback really in Carson Beck that's not real mobile. He's going to be in that pocket. He's got to dump the ball off. He's got to dump the ball off, or he's going to get hit hard. You got the number one sack team in America. When you're talking about Texas A&M, 44 sacks, number one third down defense in the country. So what I think Miami must be patient and run the football. Patient early on and run the football to protect their quarterback a little bit, because they get into a one-dimensional type of game and that defensive pass rush is coming after them, Carson Beck's not going to have a hard time getting away from them.
No, absolutely. And I think that's the one thing when you look at Miami, especially in big matchups, sometimes they come out flat. They came out flat in the road matchup to SMU. They laid 6.5 points on the road in Dallas. That game went to overtime. They lost it 26-20 on the Friday night against an ACC opponent, Louisville. They laid 13.5 points. They came out flat. They trailed 14-0 in the first half of that matchup and lost by 3 points. You come out flat against Texas A&M. That offense led by Marcel Reed and the Aggies could put up points. They have a dominant rushing attack led by Ruben Owens. Concepcion, the big play wide receiver, can do it all. He could stretch your defense over the top. And this is an explosive, fast Texas A&M offense that's going to challenge you sideline to sideline, but also vertically. And can the Miami defense contain the athleticism of Marcel Reed in this matchup?
Well, I think they have talent as well, because Miami's defense, if you look at them statistically, it's right up there with the top teams in the country as far as a rush defense, a pass defense, a great off defense against to sack the quarterback, number one in the country. So I think, yes, they can give Miami some problems there if the way they play on defense at Texas A&M. But I don't think Miami is going to have enough of a mixed offense with a run in the pass to have them beat Oklahoma. I mean, Texas A&M.
Yeah, Texas A&M 7-0 at home. Over the last three games of the regular season, you could say they were exposed to a degree. They laid 18.5 points to the Lenora Sellers in South Carolina. They trailed in the third quarter of that game in late November, 30-3. They did pull it out, 31-30. They then went on the road to face Texas and lost that game outright after leading at the half. And I think when you look at this team as a whole, psychologically, you want to get back on track. And this is a very dangerous offense in the Miami Hurricanes, especially with a veteran signal caller that has played in big matchups, including an SEC championship.
Man, anytime I've got a game, it's about a 3.5-point spot, a line. You got to think these two teams are very, very similar. But I'm going to mention this to you. Because it's such a loud stadium, and because those offensive linemen from Miami need to set back and pass protect, I wouldn't be surprised if they had 4 or 5 illegal procedures with that crowd noise so bad where they can't get set in time. They get nervous about that. You don't get that atmosphere in Miami. I've coached in both places, and you don't get that kind of atmosphere in Miami that you're going to be facing on Saturday.
Yeah, you talk about Malachi Toney. He's the home run hitter for the Hurricanes, 84 receptions, over 1,000 yards. The main weapon for Carson Beck. Texas A&M is going to have to contain him. Mark Fletcher as well, one of the most dominant rush running backs in the ACC. They're a blue-collar offense. Offensive line is similar to an SEC-caliber type of offensive line. They were very physical. Miami was earlier in the regular season running the football effectively. At the end of the regular season, it was more the passing attack with Carson Beck taking over. Talk to me about the coaching matchup. Elko, Cristobal, in your opinion, Coach, which coach has the advantage in this matchup?
Well, I mean, if you look at the last couple of years, I think Elko does. Although Miami is riding a 4-game winning streak, and Texas A&M had a tough loss in their final game. And so I think Miami's riding that good momentum. But when I look at Elko, the defensive coach that he is, I like him better at home, but I like him better as far as that game day coach.
Yeah, and defensive wizard, right? You know, coming from Notre Dame, understanding, especially with 3 weeks of preparation, you would have to give the edge to Mike Elko and that defense going up against a prototypical dropback passer in Carson Beck. If Miami wants to be in this matchup, they're going to have to win the turnover battle, win third downs, and that's where Texas A&M has had a clear advantage over their opponents all season long. And again, when you look at Miami as well, when they don't run the football as effectively against, I want to say, elite or upper echelon type of defenses, that's where Carson Beck and that's where their offense has struggled. When you look at this matchup for Miami, playing underdog, do you think Cristobal and the Hurricanes come out, pull out all the stops, any trick plays potentially for the Hurricanes in this matchup?
Well, anytime you got a week off, an extra week off, you got a chance to put one or two specials in. So you want to have a special for a big game, a tight football game. I always want to have one special that might get me 3-7 points. That might be the difference in winning or losing the ball game. So I think there'll be Miami will have a trick or two up their sleeve, just something that they can get some momentum. And again, with that great receiver they have, it's just one play that can even them up real quick.
Yeah, when you look at Marcell Reed, he's completed 65% of his passes for the Aggies, 25 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. When you just look at his big play ability, he has 6 rushing touchdowns, 5.2 yards per carry. Reuben Owens as well, we mentioned, 5.5 yards per carry. He's taken over the duties with the injured Le'Veon Moss. He can be a factor in this matchup as well. I'll give the edge to the Aggies. I do feel it's a lower scoring game, but we'll see how it plays out on Saturday afternoon. When Coach and I return, we'll talk about the battle in Oxford. It's a rematch. Tulane and Ole Miss coming up next. All right, back on the Bowden Blitz, Joe Lisi, Coach Bowden, breaking down all the first-round matchups in the college football playoff. We left off talking about the battle in Kyle Field, Texas A&M, and Miami. Let's take a look at the 3:30 matchup in Oxford. It's Ole Miss, it's Tulane. Last time these teams played on September 20th, Ole Miss was a 12.5-point favorite. They never looked back. They built a 35-0 first-half lead, won that matchup 45-10. Lane Kiffin was on the sidelines for that matchup. Coach, no Lane Kiffin. It'll be defensive coordinator Pete Golding and Charlie Weiss taking over the duties and the responsibilities for this team. Pete Golding is a veteran defensive coordinator, coached under the likes of Nick Saban and some of the best coaches in the conference. Mm-hmm. When you look at this team as a whole, preparation-wise, do they still have an advantage, a 17.5-point advantage over Tulane in this matchup?
Well, that 17.5 is a push on that point, but I'm going to stay with Ole Miss. I just think they're playing so good right now. They're at home. They're playing very well. There's more outside flat going on at Tulane, really. That coach now, one foot in the office, one foot in the next city. A lot of players wondering where they're going to be in that situation. So, again, I like Ole Miss at home, and it is a rowdy place to play. It's a home field advantage, a rowdy place to play, and I like the weapons that they have. Trinidad Chambliss can run what runs by .112 a game. He throws for over 300 yards a game. Has been second-team all-conference. He's been a real surprise of the conference. And so, again, Ole Miss, I don't know how far they can get in the playoffs, but I think they'll have no trouble getting by Tulane.
Yeah, and when you look at Ole Miss as a whole, you know, this offense was hitting on all cylinders. The only loss came in Athens to the Georgia Bulldogs. That was a game that they had Georgia at least dead mm-hmm. to rights in the first half, 21-16. They had scored on almost every possession in the first half. Kirby Smart made halftime adjustments, and the Bulldogs pulled out that matchup by 8 points and got the cover as a 7.5-point home favorite. The one concern that I do have with Ole Miss is, especially with Lane Kiffin moving on, when you have a train in motion, and we talk about this, right? Everything's hitting on all cylinders. Lane Kiffin moves on. You almost want to play the following week to almost have two and a half, three weeks of just sitting around. You know, I know players get healthy, but I think that's where potentially it could be a detriment for the Ole Miss offense to maybe come out a little bit rusty, not hitting on all cylinders. It might take a quarter or two, and potentially that's where maybe you give the edge to the underdog. We talk about the series being dominated by Ole Miss. They have won 14 straight over the Tulane Green Wave. The last four matchups have come by an average margin of victory of 32.4 points per game. Last win by Tulane in the series came back in 1988, Coach. That's a long time. They haven't played each and every year. But John Summerall will be on the sidelines. Jake Retzlaff is an experienced quarterback, and this team can run the football, averaging 170 yards on the ground per game. I mean, I'm going to take the 17 points. I do feel like it is an under 56.5. But part of me wants to take the 580 as well on the money line. Any shot that Tulane could play Cinderella in this matchup?
I personally don't think it will. I think they've got enough distractions going on. I think there's a separation in the ability of these two football teams. Quarterback situation, the wide receiver, running back. Ole Miss has weapons all the way across the board. And so I just see them pulling away from Tulane in this game in the second half.
Yeah, we'll see exactly how this plays out. If Ole Miss does in fact win, they will be and will face off against Georgia. That is a rematch of a game that took earlier in the season where Georgia did win. It was a very high-scoring game. They blew through the total in Athens. We'll see exactly how that game plays out. If Tulane wins, you know, people aren't going to be talking about, you know, potentially putting in Cinderella in the college football playoff, right? I mean, if one of these teams win, JMU, obviously the other big underdog in the first round of these ball games, Coach, if one of these underdogs win, I don't think a lot of pundits will come out and say they're not deserving of being in the 12-team playoff, will they?
No, it just takes one of them to do that, too. And again, they're underdogs, and they're having to play on the road because every one of these teams that's favored, higher ranked up higher, they're playing at home. So it makes it even more difficult. But James Madison having to go way out to Oregon, Ole Miss Stadium, it'll be tough to play. So anyway, it could happen, but I'm not going to worry. Is that 17.5? It scares me more than anything else because I don't think Ole Miss is going to get knocked off.
All right, for Coach Bowden, I'm Joe Lisi. Enjoy the games, everyone. We'll see you next week. Have a great weekend.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS. QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.